Thank you, Kathleen. So, Andrew, could you please speak to the benefits of the project in your, from your perspective?
Yeah. Well, I think the biggest benefit that we've seen in Belfast and the surrounding communities has been the tremendous amount of discussion that the Nordic proposal has generated in our community, both pro and con. There were some people like me who were kind of sitting on the fence maybe when it was first announced January a year ago. Oh, and by the way, today is the anniversary of the first public meeting that was held in Belfast on the fish farm. So you are all here on a very important day in this schedule. The debate, as Eric alluded to, got a little heated, and it's still very heated because there are a lot of strong opinions on both sides. To me, I can completely see the economic benefits that an enterprise like this would present. There's no doubt that if we get the kind of tax revenue that they're projecting, the city can use it. Do I think my property taxes will go down? I do not, because I think that there are unmet needs in the city and that they will consume whatever additional revenue comes. And I think that's the way it should be. So I'm not really looking for a personal tax break if we see Nordic come in. And if it happens, I will be surprised and delighted. But we have to put the economic benefits on one side, and I think we have to look at other possible concerns, and we'll get into those in a minute. Really, it's the discussion that, to me, has been the biggest benefit. We have generated a lot of interest. We've gotten a lot more information. We've got a group called Local Citizens for Smart Growth, which is got a very active email list. There's a lot that goes on there, a lot of conversation. We've got another group called Upstream Watch, which is a group that I belong to and contribute to and support. And it's more of a watchdog organization. It doesn't really do a lot of citizen action stuff, but we're committed to making the regulatory process here in Maine work as efficiently and as effectively as it possibly can. And in order to do that, we're pressing for a lot of improvements and a lot of changes in the permitting process that I think, should Nordic survive that process, would make it a much better facility. So for me, the benefit is the conversation, and for a moderator to say it's respect and politeness and so on, those are the watchwords. We've got to have that. We can't make these kinds of decisions at this scale with these kinds of consequences for our immediate for our immediate benefit and for the benefit of our children and our grandchildren, if we can't talk to one another honestly, openly, and with respect. So that's the benefit of the project so far.
Excellent.